Now, with your rail fence, how was that laid? Like this?
Yeah, You crossed those rails on, you made a corner there. See, that rail was 10 foot long. You made a corner there on every one. Then we'd stake and ride, then we'd call when we got up so high so the hogs wouldn't jump over that. We'd set a stake in on each side of that corner. Mm-hmm. We'd call that a stake, and then we'd put another one up there. We'd call that a rider. He'd come way up above them others, but the cow couldn't go under that rider, mm-hmm. and his hips couldn't jump over it. Mm-hmm. So we saved a lot of rails there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that those stakes set in that corner each way, that held the rails too from the mm-hmm. sliding out.
Maybe the gap maybe that much between the,
yeah, just
the rider and the top mm-hmm. rail.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Huh. When you got barbed wire fence, what did you put your wire to?
We put them to put it to Bodart post mostly.
Uh-huh. Is Bodart native down here?
Yeah, Bodart native here.
That's very hardy, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
How did you attach your wire to the post?
We nailed it with a steeple.
Uh-huh. Would it stick?
Oh yeah, it sticks. But the Bodart is one feature about Bodart that it never was as good as it could have been for a post on the ground. It's bad to shed the steeple.
Uh-huh.
You put a steeple in that Bodart when it's green, and it'll crack, that steeple will crack it just a little when you drive it in there.
Uh-huh.
You can go back there about next summer, after first or second summer, and that steeple doesn't fill out. That crack got so big it just dropped there. If you let that Bodart get a good seasoned before you drive that steeple in there, you've got a much better post.
Mm.
Be there for years then.
But that's the secret, huh? That's
one is get that post seasoned good before you nail it.
Well, what did you nail it? What did you use to drive your steeple?
You used a hammer.
Uh-huh.
Just a red claw hammer.
Uh-huh. And how about putting your posts in the ground? How did you put those in?
We used to drive them with a sledgehammer till we got to where we could get what we call a post over.
Mm-hmm.
Dig a hole with.
That's on your tractor?
Huh?
That's on your tractor?
No. You done that with your muscles.
Oh.
It had a handle about this
time,
yeah, you know?
Yeah, I've used them. You get a blister here, and you get a
yeah.
blister here, and you dig anyway.
No, I still got a set of them. That's the only kind I've ever known yet. I never have used any on the tractor, but I've seen them on the tractor used. They're much better.
Oh, they're fast. Golly, they're fast.
Yeah.
Did you have much stone or rock in your fields around here?
No, there was never no stone or rock in this country to amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Very little.
How did you get your water in the early days?
They dug the wells. Dug a well, just dig it down there, and a man just keep it going down and digging, you know, and curbing that thing up as it went
mm-hmm.
down. And he struck water.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it about 4 foot square so he'd have room to work in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you curb it up? Wood?
Yeah, curb it up with wood.
Uh-huh. Did they drill wells much here?
They did in later years, but when we first come to this country, it was a very rare thing to see a drilled well.
A man with a shovel and a pick, huh?
Shovel and a pick. That's the way they got her out.
And then when you wanted to get water out of the well, what did you use?
Well, we called it a windlass. We made a thing that had a crank on it, and we'd take a rope, you know, and it'd wind around that, and we'd turn that crank and roll that up, and turn it that way and let it down at the bucket into the water with the rope.
What did you use when you milked your cows? Did you? You mentioned a bucket now. Was that wood or tin or?
Yeah, we generally used a tin bucket. I don't remember using a wood bucket for a milk bucket.
Mm-hmm. And how about on your well?
We always used a wood bucket, you know, big dug well. We used a wood bucket.